Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is a soft answer. I want to start this out with a definition of wrath. The dictionary says wrath is a strong anger that expresses itself in a desire to punish someone. The Bible says a soft answer will turn away wrath. So if somebody's angry at you and they're really, really mad, you don't want to come back with your own anger. You don't want to match it and mirror it. It's better to give them a soft answer. By soft means not threatening, of course, that you don't want to threaten somebody. You want to be able to move in love instead of hate, in peace instead of anger, regardless of the situation around you. And whoever's coming at you from whatever direction and why and for whatever reason doesn't matter. If you want to turn away their wrath, you need to provide a soft answer. Now let's think about an example of that. Somebody says to you, "You're an idiot. I don't like you. You failed my expectations." What do you say? "You're an idiot back and you failed my expectations?" And if they're really mad at you and they really don't want to be around you, wouldn't it be easy to say, "Gee, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I am who I am and I need to do my thing. So God bless you and go on about your life and I'll go on about mine." Wouldn't that be a better answer than to say, "You're an idiot too," and "takes one to know one," or, you know, something like that? Far better to say a soft answer. So this is a short one today, but it's dealing with the soft answer. As you move along in your life and you encounter people who want to punish you, you're going to experience their wrath. Sometimes it's justified, sometimes it's not. Best thing to do is to say, "Gee, if it's justified, then why not say you're sorry? If it's not justified, tell them to be blessed and go on about your life." Until next time, God bless you and have a great day.